second week of session and the first week, full week for the lawmakers, and also the first week we saw the committee start to meet, and the process is underway.
It is, and it's moving at a very rapid pace. I've actually been around several years up here, and this is the fastest I've ever seen it. We're having great cooperation with the House. The Speaker over there, Todd Richardson's really doing a great job, and Ron Richard, the new President Pro Tem of the Senate, is doing a good job. There's great communication between them, working together for the state. It's going to be a good, productive year. Very happy with the way we've started, and at a record pace. Never have we heard this many bills and got them referred to committees. Usually it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks later before all this starts, and they want to get things done and then be able to do things properly and vet things out and not rush through things and make errors in what we do.
That's a big part of it, and we always hear how the Senate is the more deliberative body, and given the 18 weeks there are to work with, starting earlier means actually not so much getting more bills through, but spending more time looking at what's in these bills.
That's correct. And we're up here basically sort of 5 months, but actually I think I read the other day there's only 72 days we're actually up here. So it is necessary to be deliberate what we do and everything like that. So you need to spend some time, let some things kind of come out and surface and hear from people at home, other senators, other representatives, other ideas, and then make sure it's legal what we do. I'm pleased in the House at the record pace they're moving. I think they're going to take several votes on bills and referred to committee. I mean, the whole process takes quite a while. The time you present the bill, and then it gets referred to committee, and then it has second reading, gets referred to committee, and then the committee has to set up. And then normally they don't pass them out at the same time. They let it set for a week before they pass it out after hearing it, and it goes back up, and then two more votes after that. So it takes quite a while to get things done. But the House is already, I think they're finishing up the vote on the ethics bills. I know they've already had their first vote on it. It's moving along good. So we'll start seeing the ethics bills come over here very shortly. I think next week we'll see some ethics bills.
One of the measures heard by a committee this week is one that you filed.
Yeah, I filed one, and there's some people that, some very liberal people that don't like it. And I don't know, I've got the Supreme Court reviewing it to tell me whether or not it's legal, and there's some question, I guess, and got a call into a person who's an expert on immigration law, and I haven't heard back from him yet. But it basically says if you're an illegal alien and you've been convicted of a felony and been deported out of the country, then if you come back across the border of the state of Missouri, you're going to be in prison here. Class B felony, and no ifs, no ands, no buts. We don't care, federal government, whatever, whatever. So I think those are people we don't want in the state of Missouri. If they're a convicted felon, if they've been convicted of drugs or of rape or murder, armed robbery, they've committed a crime. Why should we welcome them back to the state of Missouri? I had three people that testified against my bill, kind of indicated they thought we should welcome them back with open arms. But I don't think Missouri citizens want that, and I don't. One, a former police officer told me that he's seen someone going through, or someone reported someone going through on a train sitting between cars. So they called dispatch. He got the train stopped down the road before it left the town and went down there, and there's illegal. I think he'd been deported four times, but he was back in the state of Missouri. He ran his rap sheet and it said it was just a mile long. And we don't want those people here. And someone said, well, what have they done wrong? Well, other states were aware of what they've done wrong, and we don't know what all they're doing here with drugs. And they say 75% of the drugs in the state of Missouri come from across the border from Mexico. So, you know, they're doing something wrong or they wouldn't have all these felony convictions. He was able to, and then they came, the feds came and picked him up and deported him. But that's almost a revolving door, you know, take him back to Mexico, kick him back out, suddenly they come back again. And we've always welcomed good people here. I mean, we've got great people, but these are convicted felons. They've done something major wrong. And so that's what my bill's about, and we'll just see where it goes.